Built in 1447 during the Ming Dynasty, the Tashanpo Monastery in China's Tibet Autonomous Region was established by Chen Dengjuba, who is recognized as the first Dalai Lama. The monastery was enlarged by the fourth Panchen Lama, Rosanchez Jiuzhan Zen. Since he assumed the post as the abbot, Tashanpo Monastery has become the residence of many great Panchens. It's also a place where people pray for peace and happiness. Many local Tibetans tend to bring figures of Buddha to the main hall of the Tashanpo Monastery. After being blessed, the Buddha will be enshrined in one's home. Devout pilgrims and Buddhists write down their Chinese zodiac sign and later ask lamas to chant for them and their family. Jia Yang is a lama at the monastery and has been there for 5 years, since the age of 15. He says that he came here seeking inner peace.
Life here is very peaceful, which is good for me, since all the confusions and distractions from the outside world can never be found here.
Even though there are a lot of people coming to the monastery to worship, Jia Yang says the life here is actually very simple. Chanting sutras is their daily routine.
We get up at 5:30 every day and have our morning class. We gather in the main hall and chant sutras until 8:30. Evening class begins at 6 p.m. at the same place, and people who don't have any work at that time need to go chanting there. Around 7:30, we can go back to our own room.
Besides chanting, each lama is assigned a different job. There are various occupations, such as supplying food and the maintaining order of the monastery. Jia Yang says the regular working hours here is 9:30 to 12:30 in the morning and 3:30 to 6 in the afternoon.
The division of labor here is quite clear. Some are in charge of chanting, some patrolling, and some taking care of the patients in the hospital. I'm on the security team, but I'm also a tour guide during the summer.
The monastery is more than a residence for the lamas. On the grounds is a hospital which provides medical care for the local community.
We built a hospital in the monastery, and all the doctors working here are also our lamas. They've studied medicine and are very professional.
The lamas at Tashanpo Monastery are extremely self-sufficient. Duo Song, who has studied in the monastery for 30 years, is mainly in charge of the farm, which provides most of the food for the place.
I'm mainly in charge of farm management, like producing some milk and yogurt.
Life in the monastery is quite simple and routine. The monks and the lamas would take classes such as Buddhist history and culture. There are also some exchange programs with Chinese mainland. Duo Song says he has done a lot of traveling because of this.
I've been to Shandong, Jiangsu, and many other places. I go there to study and have a new experience.
Unlike Duo Song, Jia Yang has never left Tibet before, but feels quite fulfilled staying in the monastery. He says the 11th Panchen Lama will come here and give sermons every year and live in the monastery for 3 months, starting from August. Jia Yang says he learned a lot from studying here.
Personally, I gained merits through chanting sutras and doing charitable work.
Like many young people his age, Jia Yang likes to communicate with the outside world via social media. What he often posts on WeChat is information about events held at the monastery and his personal feelings regarding studying here. Through his words, Jia Yang is giving the outside world a glimpse into the mysterious life in a Buddhist monastery on the Tibetan Plateau. For Studio Plus, I'm Doris Wong.